Well, Roisin, the break has been very long, very trying, very difficult. Our logistics have been quite impossible. Just doing the counting today, 11 weeks today, we won the county final. So that's a long time. Any coach will tell you that, you know, in that time we haven't had a match. Any coach will tell you that that's a long time, and you really don't know what you've got or where you certainly won't be the team you were finishing up the county championship. So it's been difficult. We're counted, I think, 13 lads are away. We have lads in Belfast, Maynooth, Dublin and Galway. So collective training has, you know, near enough gone out the window. We try to get together on a Sunday morning as best we can, but it's not easy. It's not easy on the guys. And, you know, some of them have exams coming up. The Galway lads have exams coming up very soon. So none of this is easy in terms of getting everything together and putting out a, you know, your team that's going to deliver a performance. But we'll try. The only positive on that is that, you know, I think it's about 9 weeks since Burren won their county final, so it's been a long time as well. So again, everybody's playing different sports, different teams, different whatever, but collective, no, it hasn't been happening for us. We've tried to get challenge matches, etc., but they all just fell through. We just couldn't get anybody to play us in that time.
Yeah, so both sides are good on, I suppose, level par under this one, having not played in so long. Is it a case then that this tournament needs to be maybe brought forward, maybe 6 weeks or so?
Well, it's difficult. The St Paul's Club are onto us, and Ulster Colleges is the obstacle there. Now, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Ulster Colleges. They must play their competitions too. And I think agreement has been reached between St Paul's and Ulster Colleges that no college games would take place in December. That's my understanding. And therefore, this has been set aside for this tournament, because you can imagine, like, there are so many college teams and college competitions going on from September right through to November. And, you know, the McGorry Cup group stages and various semi-finals have been taking place this week. So I think they're pretty much finished up for colleges, and that opens the door for St Paul's to run their tournament. And historically, or traditionally anyway, I think the final has always been New Year's Day. That's my understanding.
Yeah. Is the tournament, Brian, is it officially recognised by the Ulster Council?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. And yet each team engages in this competition, you know, very much as if it is like there's no alternative to this competition. It is the nine champions, minor champions of Ulster, coming together to play a tournament, and everyone takes it seriously. So, official or not, that's the way we look at it.
Yeah, everybody is taking it seriously, and you're putting in the prep over the last couple of weeks, which you told us hasn't been ideal. But of the 15 guys that lined out in that minor final 11 weeks ago, which won you the Donegal title, many will be available to start tomorrow against Burn.
Most of them will be available. We are down a couple already, but you know, it's never been about 15 players. Like, it's been a squad game for us. We took these guys all to Buffalo, New York early in the year. You know, 28 players went there, and, you know, it very much was a squad game that we played, and that's the way the boys look at it, that's the way they believe in it, you know. And any given day, you know, we think that any of our players are good enough to be on the field, to be playing, you know, in that unit jersey and doing their best for the club. So we don't worry too much about that. We had a good year in the championship, and that injuries didn't happen. We seemed to have the players all to ourselves all during the summer. So that has since changed, and you know, the other codes and other games, they are picking up little knocks, whatever. And it's difficult, you know, when it's just one team. You know exactly where you are in terms of your training regime, but when that gets broken up, some coaches do pre-season for guys who maybe don't need pre-season, so all that type of training that they're doing could be counteractive in their development, and again, unfortunately, that leads to injuries. So it's not the same for all players. You can imagine that, you know, any college team, some players have finished up for 2 or 3 months, some players have finished up last week, and they're not all the same. So how you do your training for pre-season should be very carefully thought out, but I'm afraid it doesn't always happen that way.
Yeah. Well, what about the opposition then for tomorrow, Brian? What do you expect from the Burn side?
Well, we met Burn 4 years ago in Fela, they were in our group, and they knocked us out of Fela. And I was asking my son Owen, he says it was 2-11 to 1-5, so it was a big enough margin as far as we would be concerned. It was a good game, and they pulled away in the end. They got a couple of late goals and really clinched the tie on the day. But they went on to win the, it was all Ireland Division 2 Fela at the time. They beat a run of an Ross in the final. So, you know, they're a quality side. They're the holders of this cup. They won it last New Year's Day, so they'll have quite a few players left over from that winning team. So again, it's formidable opposition for us, you know. They'll be themselves and Cuckoo will be the top two teams in Down, I think. So it's going to be a tall order for us, you know.
Yeah, what do you feel is your strength if you are going to pull it off tomorrow and take a one? Because, like, listen, a lot can happen in 4 years of football since you last met them. But if you are going to win tomorrow, where do you think are the key areas that's going to win you the game?
Well, yeah, as you say, a lot has happened in those 4 years. The team is, there's a lot of similarities, and yet there's a whole lot of new in there as well. We have, you know, a lot of Park Ryan's teams that won the Paul McGurr tournament last year, Ulster champions. They have, you know, really nailed down a place on the team this year. And, you know, we had a few defections, a few guys have gone off to other codes permanently, but we've been well able to fill those places with players coming from Paddy Ryan's Ulster winning team. So that is a big plus for us. And again, the trip to Buffalo really gelled that team and what we'd call the current team, I would call them the 1990s and 2000s, really gelled them together and made a fantastic team out of them. And when they came home, like they really did play some fantastic football.